Freddie was holding the podium at the diner yesterday, practically setting up the proverbial soapbox. You'd think he was running for Congress. Nothing new there, not for us citizens of the sectarian South End. New England has its town meetings. We have breakfast at the diner. Sheila, the current owner, tolerates it for a while, but if newcomers are in attendance, she limits floor time for speeches to no time. Business, after all, is business, and Freddie can give his stump speeches down at the Pilot House Lounge, where alcohol fuels the debates and the debates fuel alcohol consumption. Sheila's selling coffee and omelets without the salsa of politics. "What about it, Sheila?" Fred hollers across the formica tabletops. The table's about half full this late in the morning. The Hispanics have come and gone. They have work to do, and Fred's filling his retirement years with coffee refills, apparently. "You gonna feel okay serving gays? You got that sign that says you have the right to refuse service to anyone. How about the government telling you you got to serve criminals and perverts and terrorists? How about no shoes, no shirt, no morals, hey?" Al, over on table four, spoons his fourth pack of sugar into his coffee and asks, "What's next, Fred? No blacks? You gonna bring back a colored water fountain again for gays?" "It's about freedom, Al. Religious freedom. The Bible says men are men. Well, that's why we got a hell. Know what I mean?" Al knows very well what he means and decides the bait isn't worth ruining breakfast, which Anita serves up right then. He throws a hand up in dismissal and digs into his biscuits and gravy. "What do you think, Sheila?" Fred persists. "You okay with the government forcing patrons down your throat?" "Freddie," Sheila says, laughing, "you are so 1950s. Ike is dead. The Cold War is over. Women can vote. And maybe you never noticed, but plenty of gays eat here. You just never can tell, can you?" Fred took a slow look around the diner. When his gaze settled on me, I nodded and blew him a kiss. I figure Fred needs all the love he can get.